On Friday morning, Sister Colleen died at the cancer home. It was less than a month after she was diagnosed with cancer. Her death came quickly, and at times painfully. Colleen was a school sister of Notre Dame for 50 years. This was her jubilee year. In 1953, she became a professed sister of the School Sisters of Notre Dame. For 15 years, she taught school. For more than 30 years, she served as pastoral minister in a variety of parishes. At the time Colleen entered religious life, the life of a sister was a very regulated life. There were dozens and dozens, perhaps hundreds and hundreds of rules. And Colleen was told at the very beginning that her holiness, her life in Christ was dependent upon her observance of those rules. That wasn't only the case of religious sisters. In those years, that was really the case for all of us, that the rules were what were important. Then in October of 1965, as the Second Vatican Council was coming to a close, the bishops of the world issued a letter, a document, on the renewal of religious life. And in that document, they said two things. That those who were in religious life were to search out and to find the truth of their life in the person of Jesus Christ and the gospel. That the gospel would be the norm and the person of Jesus would be the example. And the second thing the council document said was that those who were religious were to reinvestigate the very beginnings of their communities. They were to reinvestigate the very call that their founder issued. And they were to reform themselves in the light of that call, in the light of that mission. And so Colleen began to wrestle with a new way of being a sister. Just as you and I had to wrestle with a new way of being a member of the church. The rules were important. But far more important was the word of the gospel and the person of Jesus. The word of the gospel and the person of Jesus are much more difficult than the rules because the word of the gospel is forever unfolding. You and I come to a deeper sense today than we had yesterday. And the person of Jesus is vital. Jesus will call us to something tomorrow that he did not call us to today. In the second reading from Scripture this morning, that's really what Paul is attempting to tell us and to tell his audience, that it truly is in the death and resurrection of Jesus that everything is made new. And it truly is in the death and resurrection of Jesus that you and I are called to life. And our job in life is to embrace that mystery, to embrace that truth, not in some abstract way, but in the way it is lived out in our personal lives, in our life as a community, in our life as a people. Each Sunday, as we gather at the table of the Lord, we gather to be more deeply drawn into the dying and the rising of Jesus. And we're called to more deeply sense the import or the demand, if you will, that places upon our individual lives and our life as a community. As we gather today to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we gather with deep consciousness that we are not observers. We are not looking on at a distance, but that this very mystery is being played out within us. And we are called to hold ever more tightly and strongly to that truth and to the mystery of Jesus as it is reflected in our lives.